If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, man, it's Atlanta's number one sports talk show on your number one sports talk station. Thanks to you, the best listeners in town. Abe is in for Carl today. Carl is, I think he's bored on vacation. He's spending time on social media, engaging in sports. I don't know, man. I'm going to break his chops next week.
He was tweeting on Monday night. Yesterday, he had to call in. Today, he's all over the Falcons schedule. It's like he's not off at all.
Carl, man. My God, man. You're like Squidbilly, always listening, watching, judging. Hey, man. We start every hour of every show with a big hearty. Hey, man. Had some fellowship after the show yesterday. Photos are up there at Mike Bell ATL. Had a great old-fashioned. And later in the show, we'll explain the difference between a Manhattan and an old-fashioned for you youngsters out there. Hey, right now, though, we got the schedule. It's out. It's one of the biggest days. And as we said earlier, how does something which is really inconsequential, 25 years ago become a thing? Everything the NFL touches turns to gold. The fan interest, the top 50 TV shows or NFL games. So when they release the schedule, it's a lot of juice. I've gotten interested as I've gotten older and I've gotten the ability to travel more, you know, a little more coin to be able to, you know, hey, what game do you want to go to? Do you want to try to travel? You want to go to San Francisco? You want to go to Arizona? Bring the golf clubs if you're lucky enough. Maybe bring the kids. Who knows? The Germany trip we already talked about yesterday. We knew that one. Now we got the full Megillah. This is a combination of stuff that we've compiled from other teams' social media and what we've been able to gather from some of the schedule information. It's week one. Abe, it's the Tampa Bay Bucs coming to town. We swept them last year, and yet we still lost the division.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of starting the season out with the Buccaneers, if we're going to be honest. I feel like this is a Falcons team that's going to improve and is going to grow over the course of the season. I would have loved to have had all of these NFC South games later in the season when you've got Penix up and running at full form. Same with the rookie pass rushers.
We beat them. It was one of the greatest games in Falcon history, that Thursday night overtime win with Kirk Cousins. We know that Baker Mayfield. Now, this is where this pass rush comes in. Combination of setting the edge, where no one's going to get by you if you're the edge rusher, you know, whether that's Jalen Walker or it's Leonard Floyd, whoever it is. But I mean, and of course, you know, having contained the edge is the running back getting around you. Contain is keeping that quarterback in the pocket. That's a big thing with Baker Mayfield. We'll have an early litmus test on just how good we are in both those departments against the Bucs in week one.
Yeah, I think it's going to be real interesting. Can you imagine the fan? There's going to be fervor anyways, right? Behind Penix, behind the rookies, all that stuff. Imagine if week one they take it to the Bucs and forget about it.
Look,
can't tell us nothing.
We swept them. That was an amazing collapse for them. Of course, our defense did have one of a few stands, which forced overtime. That's when a lot of folks were hitting for the exits. Next thing you know, we got the field goal. Hey, look at this. We're back in this game. The second week, question for you. At Minnesota, first of their two Sunday night football games, will Kirk Cousins be on the roster when we go to Minneapolis? Week two.
I think he will. I mean, it's an unfair question. Because
you don't think we release him if we don't get traction for
a
trade?
No. I think it's all about at some point they believe an injury will occur and someone will come calling.
Okay. There's a video out there that people have already seen where Michael Penix is throwing a spiral. The only thing missing is John Facenda's voice and like that NFL Films music.
Right.
And in the background, there's a dying quail, and that's a throw from Kirk Cousins. All right, man, moving on. Week three at Carolina. Look, they beat us at the end of the season. We couldn't stop them. We made Bryce, we gave Bryce Young such confidence into this offseason and Dave Canales. So again, this all gets back to the moves we made in the offseason with the defense.
Yeah, and the moves that they made as well. This is a team in Carolina, and I know we all want to just sit here and say the NFC South is the Bucs or the Falcons, and it probably is. It probably is. I wouldn't be surprised if the Panthers are significantly improved. Probably not enough to win the division, but could they threaten 500? Eight wins, nine wins? I think that's possible for them.
You know, we talked about this with Michael Kay from the Charlotte Observer, not the radio guy from the Yankees, but Michael Kay. And he was saying that, yeah, he thinks there's sort of that next progression. The next step would be to be kind of like where we've been living, 7-9. Now, of course, now it's 8-9 because we've got a 17-week season. Week four, Commanders. Now, we do have two Sunday night football games, two Monday night football games. If we're good, we'll get flexed into more. That's how we got on that Commanders game last year, Sunday night up in D.C. The Commanders game is a national game with Tom Brady on Fox. So that'll be the A-team from Fox, 4:25 start. So I love it. There's nothing I like more. If you're going to tailgate, you want to get your – nothing worse than getting your tailgate set up. You just got to go break it down. So this is good for our friends on Northside and everywhere else that are getting it in. We get the at week five, that is at the Cards in Arizona.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of the Cardinals.
I still don't know what to make of Kyler Murray. And I think that's the moral of the story there. They obviously need Marvin Harrison to have a massive step forward in year two. He was a guy, and he showed flashes, but he wasn't – hey, this is an Hall of Fame receiver that we are drafting. He needs to be closer to that. It'd be interesting. I just don't trust Kyler Murray.
Not going to tell you guys how to spend your money. I do know that personal seat license make things a little more expensive for everybody, but Buffalo is always a good opportunity because Bills Nation will travel. But I would like to say at this point, hopefully by week six, we're so just ingrained with this team, turning things around under Michael Penix Jr. and our new look defense with Jalen Walker and Pierce, what Leonard Floyd's contributing, that you don't want to sell that ticket. You want to be there to see us take on the Bills. That's Monday Night Football Week 6. We turn right around. It's a West Coast swing. 49ers at Levi Stadium. That's Sunday Night Football.
Well, a short turnaround for a long trip to go from from Monday night to Sunday night out there out west. But that's another one. Obviously, the Shanahan storylines. Can't wait for that week.
Well, here's the thing. San Francisco, and we talked about it earlier. Who do we have on from NFL Network?
Cynthia Freeland.
Cynthia was basically saying, and I asked her, how do you navigate this Brock Purdy contract? Because you could argue the 49ers are another Christian McCaffrey injury from time to blow it up because you're jammed up with a cap. You got a quarterback that nobody believes in. So why commit all that money to him when maybe it's time to, we don't tank Mike Greenberg in the NFL, but the idea is to maybe reset and go get that next quarterback.
You think they want Kirk?
Well, you can have him. That's another guy, but again, that's contingent on somebody getting hurt. 49ers, that's week 7. Week 8, we get Coach Brah, and we get to see Tariq Hill, and we get to see Tua Tagovailoa.
He's not going to still be there by week 8, is he?
And the Dolphins will be that's another question, Day-Day. Will Tariq be demanding a trade by week 8?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes. Week 9, we go to New England. We see the new look, Mike Vrabel Patriots, Drake May and company. So we're at Foxborough. That is week 9. So that would be end of October, week 10. That's Indy. That's the Berlin game. So that's the one we've already talked about, getting to Germany. And as you predicted, we all know, Abe, we're going to get the bye, week 11. So we get the bye at a pretty good point, past the halfway point.
I like the later bye. We also mentioned this is the only stretch that New England Indy game where you're back-to-back road games.
Right.
It's the only stretch all season, which I think is pretty good.
Hey, man, we got the Saints. They'll be coming here in week 12. So that's after the bye. We get the Saints off a bye. Let's go gang up on whoever that quarterback is going to be. Maybe we can shake up Mr. Shook if he's going to be the dude, right?
I don't know who's going to play then. They're a mess.
Week 13, do you want to go see the tree? You go to New York, maybe take in the sights. It's week 13 in December.
Yeah, buckle up for that temperature, though. It'll be cold by then.
Yeah, man.
It'll be cold by then.
Hey, man, it's the Panthers week 14. That's here. At Tampa Bay week 15, that's a Thursday night football game. So the short week, a Panthers team, divisional rivals, back-to-back, short turnaround at Tampa Bay.
Yeah, you're coming off that bye week. Three of those four games are against NFC South contenders or rivals, whatever.
Right.
If you want me to circle a key stretch, and I know there's a lot of tough teams in the first half of that schedule, but coming off a bye, three of those first four against NFC South teams, that's a stretch for me. I've got circled.
Right. We talked about the Jets. That is what? That's the week before Thanksgiving. The Panthers, the weekend, is the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the 27th.
That's how you broke it down, yeah.
Right. Tampa Bay, Thursday Night Football. Seattle comes here week 16. What is Sam Darnold going to be doing with Seattle, by the way? With a new look. And, you know, they got to, you know, they put some money on the offense, some money on the defense, too, as far as draft equity. You think Seattle's going to be good?
I don't trust Darnold.
I don't either.
Do you? Like, I don't know.
Not if this game means something, right? If there's a position for the NFC playoff race on the line, you could argue. Because he certainly wet the bed last year.
I kept waiting for it to fall apart last year, and it really didn't over the course of the season until, as you mentioned. I don't know if that's my plan to contend, but sure.
Hey, man, it's going to be Sean McVay, Pride of Marist, and Puka Nacua, and Matthew Stafford, the Rams. That's Monday Night Football, Week 17. And as we just said, perhaps there'll be some ramifications for knock wood, the playoffs for this Falcon team. Over-under for the wins is 7.5 from Vegas. So Vegas is not buying the enthusiasm we're throwing out. Looking at this schedule. And then we finish with the Saints in New Orleans, the final week of the season.
The good news I could say is if you're going to need a Week 18 win, I don't know if I could pick a different or better opponent than the Saints to get right. That one. Now, obviously, you know, home game versus road game.
The over-under for this, everyone perceives the Saints to be a 5-win team. If we do what we're supposed to do, maybe that's a day where you can rest your starters and we can all enjoy ourselves in the quarter.
We need to look at their schedule and see if we can get to 5 on there. I don't know if 5.
I'm being optimistic. You know what I mean? I'm being optimistic. I mean, you've got Derek Carr retired. You do have Spencer Rattler, and then Shook will be getting in.
Don't forget Jake Haener.
Who?
Yeah, Jake Haener.
You bet he is. And they went offensive line in the draft with the guy from Texas that Jalen Walker beat like a government mule twice. Once in Austin, and then once at Mercedes-Benz. I did like little Joe Testator right there. Sorry. Hey, man, there's your schedule. So, again, the big game, Sunday Night Football, the Vikes, Week 2, Sunday Night Football, Week 7, the 49ers, Monday Night Football, the Bills here in Atlanta, Monday Night Football, the Rams here in Atlanta at the end of the season. So it's going to be a lot of fun. The Thursday night down in Tampa, and we believe it will be a 4:25 Week 4 against the rematch of one of the better games of the year. Jaden Daniels and our buddy Mr. Clean, Dan Quinn, coming to town. So there's your schedule. Not an easy schedule, brother. You got a lot of playoff teams coming here.
Yeah, and especially, like you mentioned, coming here. And you, if I could flip it and switch our home and road schedule, I absolutely would, because I think you could find some wins on the road. It's going to be tough to find wins at home. Obviously, you'll have the Panthers at home, you have the Bucks and Saints, but like you mentioned, I mean, the Bills, the Dolphins probably is favorable, but Seahawks could be a playoff team, Rams could be a playoff team,
right?
And as you mentioned, Commanders, that is a tough home slate.
Right. I mean, Commanders went to the playoffs, the Rams went to the playoffs. You know, we talked about, you know, what you've got in the Patriots. I think it'll be a much better team with Vrabel. I think they hit the ground. That's
Can't
a road
be worse
game.
Than what they were.
No, I mean, like I never really bought into Drake May, but they do.
I think
and he showed signs
good.
In the second
I
half
like
of
him.
The season. Yeah. I just, you know, I was projecting Trubisky on him.
It's so tough to judge when you have no line and no help.
Right.
And they've gotten them a little bit of help.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices.
at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One guy that I thought if we could ever could move heaven and earth was Jaden Daniels. Obviously, we couldn't. We're happy with Penix Jr. The question is, at what point in the schedule is Kirk Cousins not on the roster? I guess would be the $64,000 question. This hour of Dukes and Bell with Abe filling in for Carl, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. You can't stop in? No problem, brah. Just order Buffalo Wild Wings, go and pick it up on your way home or for your next event. We have a timeline, we believe, for Ronald Acuna's return. Grant McCauley is going to join us. Great effort from Schwellenbach last night. But I need more Drake Baldwin. Why are we benching him? We'll talk to Grant about the Bravos next.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.